And you're tuned to Pop Defect Radio. To Pop Defect Radio. To Pop Defect Radio. Defect Radio. Pop Defect Radio. Pop Defect Radio. Pop Defect Radio. Defect Radio. To Pop Defect Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times. I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we trek through some of the most radical, independent, uncensored, conscious music I can send, steal, or borrow. Please stand by.
The reason for this hearing is not to promote any legislation. Indeed, I don't know of any suggestion that any legislation be passed. But to simply provide a forum for airing the issue itself, for ventilating the issue, for bringing it out in the public domain. Senator Hollings?
I've had the opportunity to attend a showing, you might say, a presentation of this pawn rock, as they call it, in the test of pornography. One of the things to look at is that it does not have any redeeming social value. They could be an exception here because, having attended that presentation, the redeeming social value, I find that it's inaudible. I have a hard time understanding it. And Paul, since I traveled the country for 3 years and they said they couldn't understand me, maybe I could make a good rock star. I don't know. But in all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. So I'll be looking from this senator's standpoint, not just to bring pressures, but to try to see if there is some constitutional provisions, a tax, or approach that can be used under Congress to limit this outrageous filth.
Senator Tribble.
Rape, incest, is outrageous filth.
This is Sister Snatch on Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3 FM.
What's up? This is the Island Crew.
This is Jim Costner with 96.3 Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Yep.
This must be the end of the world. All the people turning into pigs and ponies. I can't let it happen to me.
What is the reason for these hearings in front of the Congress?
Well,
sex. Thank you. I think that statement
sex
tells the start of this committee.
Sex.
What is the reason
sex
for these hearings in front of the Congress?
Well,
I'd be interested to see what toys your kids ever had.
Why would you be interested?
Just as a point of interest in this.
Well, come on over to the house, I'll show them to you.
Really? say that.
Now, the effects of such lyrics like sandpaper chow may not be cataclysmic. The survival of the emotional damage is more subtle.
Fire, lands, change, and they're objectionable.
Tills of gratification
in some twisted
mind.
The effects of such lyrics on a well-adjusted child may not be cataclysmic. Rather,
the emotional damage
is
more subtle.
If I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Tills of gratification in some twisted mind.
That we've got to give some sort of
hope to share by the cause of social.
The effects of such lyrics on a well-adjusted child may not be cataclysmic.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zappa. You understand that the previous witnesses were not asking for legislation, and I don't know, I can't speak for Senator Hollings, but I think that the prevailing view here is that nobody's asking for legislation. The question is just focusing on what a lot of people perceive to be a problem, and you've indicated that you at least understand that there is another point of view.
And let me say, although I disagree with some of the statements that you make and have made on other occasions, I have been a fan of your music, believe it or not, and I respect you as a true original and a tremendously talented musician.
Wait a minute.
Maybe I could make a good rock star, I don't know.
Come with Daddy.
Maybe I could make a good rock star, I don't know.
Come with Daddy.
Maybe I could make a good rock star, I don't know.
Come with Daddy.
Understand their own music. Of course, nobody does, but
they don't even know what they're doing.
No,
I've seen them a couple times.
Did you see their uniforms?
Unbelievable.
Which ones? The red ones.
All those rhinestones over their wings and things like that.
Do you know what
the Golden May hoof covers? Unbelievable.
Gonna drive my love inside you. Gonna drive my love inside you. Gonna drive my love inside you.
It's outrageous, Phil. It's outrageous, Phil.
Come with Daddy. Come with Daddy,
Phil.
Come with Daddy.
Come with Daddy.
And I think your suggestion is a good one, to deflect those words. That would go a long way to satisfying everyone's objections. I
all we have to do is find out how it's going to be paid for.
Pyromania. No question. Burn the building. Burn.
Censorship.
If I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
The constrictions of free speech. Willy nilly over the hill.
This issue is too hot, not too bad.
Well, I'll be looking from this senator's standpoint, not just to bring pressure, but to try to see if there is some constitutional provision, tackle, or approach that can be used on the Congress to limit this outrageous bill.
Yeah!
We'll get back to the WIMP and his low budget conception of personal freedom in just a moment. But first, welcome to What the Fuck Gwine On Here, a celebration of the American way of life. I see some of y'all be frowning, cause maybe you think what I's telling you is a lie. Am I right? Let's just have a test. How many of you nice folk think I knows what I's talking about? Raise your hand up. Uh-huh. And how many think my potato been baking too long? Raise your miserable hand up. Uh-huh. Now, how many of you folks is convinced the government be totally unconcerned with the proliferation of undesirable tenants in the condominium or life? And how many folks believe they number won't come up next time the breeze blow from the easterly direction? Let's face it, peoples, ugly as I might be, I am your future. Ain't that right, Sister Abdullah? Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Senator Gordon.
Mr. Zappa, I am astounded at the courtesy and soft-voiced nature of the comments of my friend, the senator from Tennessee. I can only say that I find your statement to be boorish, incredibly and insensitively insulting to the people who were here previously. That you could manage to give the First Amendment, the Constitution of the United States, a bad name if I felt that you had the slightest understanding of it, which I do not. You don't have the slightest understanding of the difference between government action and private action. And you have certainly destroyed any case you might otherwise have had with this senator. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is this private action?
Well,
I don't think this is our
institution. A voluntary labeling is not.
Bend up and
censorship.
Smell my anal vapor.
Soundtrack of the Resistance. Please stay tuned for playlist and contact information at the end of this half-hour broadcast.
His dosage to 40 milligrams of Darvalexatrin, and that's helped with the depression, although the group discussion, he's still talking about the degraded forms of life under capitalism, as he puts it. This incident at the karaoke bar, of course, you're familiar with that?
Actually, no.
Well, yeah, the police report, let me look at the police report. It says, quote, removed from the club after attempting to incite a political riot while singing a Billy Idol song.
What do you call that exercise you get?
Your husband.
mind.
I would
and
hate
if
to
that's
think
the
that
case,
that
why would
the internet
of
would take away the experience of
going
down
the
hall,
record
store,
has to change
record,
the way they
meant,
you know, reading the lyrics
model,
and having it in your
hand.
That's part of the
by selling
experience.
CDs.
Point
in
well
future
taken.
Model, it
just
might be
if
you make no money selling music.
Napster says
and
you
make money in other places like around concerts or
if you want to sue anybody, it's the people who are using Napster, not us.
Copying or distributing authorized MP3 files may violate U.S. and foreign law.
You know, there's very few uses for a bomb other than smoke dope. But what a head shop would tell you is, oh, we just sell that. And in some ways, that's what Napster is doing. They are the bomb of piracy.
I don't think
music
that the law really contemplated what Napster is doing, and there's no case law on it, so we're making it up as
music
we go
is
along.
Ultimately going to be free.
We believe that Metallica's
and
future on
Napster
the internet
gets shut down
is
or not,
on Metallica's
terms.
Like
there's no company that runs Nutella. There's no company to sue. And there's no way to shut it down.
And because the most unhip thing that I've ever seen a big rock star do. And it's funny that he's an old, aging antique, and he's taking this antique position.
The thing with Metallica is...
In a democracy, the ignorant and meddlesome outsiders, the general population, have to be kept from interfering. They can be spectators, but not participants.
No matter how much legal action you put behind this, people are going to do what they want to do.
Spectators, but not participants.
It's time to talk about censorship.
Send this song to 20 people.
And isn't it stealing?
At your name, don't break the cycle.
From people to people.
Pass it along.
People like MP3s.
Pass it along.
How about trying this future on for size?
But it's one for the money.
Spectators, but not participants.
It's one for the money.
Spectators, but not participants.
You can't legislate people's behavior.
We do what we want to do, you know. If they consider that selling out, then whatever. Whatever. Whatever.
The people who run Napster should be in prison.
It's time to talk about censorship.
Send this song to 20 people.
And isn't it stealing?
At your name, don't break the cycle.
From people to people.
Pass it along.
People like MP3s.
Pass it along.
In the neighborhood, burn and rob, burn and rob.
and you're still tuned to Pop Defect Radio. That was Paleface with Burning Rob. Another sad rock and roll story there. Off their self-titled album on Polygram Records. You also heard the MP3 version of Pass It Along by Chumbawamba, which you could get at their website, www.chumba.com. You heard Consolidated with Fall of the Culture Industry off of their album, The End of the Meaning. You could also get that on the internet at consolidatedmusic.org. You heard a rare track called Porn Wars. That was done by Frank Zappa meets the Mothers of Prevention. A little PMRC fun from the hearings back in the late 80s. That was released originally on Barking Pumpkin Records. Now you can find it on Ryko Disc somewhere. And the intro to Pop Defect Radio was done by Consolidated off of the album The End of the Meeting. That was The Momentary Illusion of Autonomy. For possible airplay on Pop Defect Radio, send your music, cassette, vinyl, or CD to PDR, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Pop Defect Radio, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. And we're hailing from the illegal Pirate Studios of Freak Radio Santa Cruz, which coincidentally you could check out our live stream at www.microradio.net/FRSC. We're going to end this broadcast with good old pirate favorite of ours, a song called FCC by a band called Molotov Cocktail. Thank you for listening to Pop Defect Radio.